Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Heavy rain likely with fog and spots today. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. High temperatures reach up to 46. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Rain likely. Lows dip down to about 29. High of 40. Tomorrow, more clouds than sun. A dusting of snow tomorrow night. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, it's 43 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. As we are just days away from the kickoff of the state legislative session 2026, property taxes continue to be the main focus for many of the legislators. As the KSNT News reports, according to the press event that happened yesterday, Kansas Speaker of the House Dan Hawkins says right now state legislators still don't have a solution for property tax relief. However, they will be addressing the issue during the session, saying, quote, "We don't have a solution yet. We worked on it for 3 months last year and didn't accomplish much on it. There's something we'll start working on as soon as the session begins." Lawmakers did try to pass a bill last year in the 2025 session that would have put a 4% cap on annual property valuation increases. However, they say it fell one vote short in the state Senate. Some legislators have proposed the idea of replacing the property taxes in the state with sales and consumption taxes. In other news, Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has announced that the state of Kansas will be receiving more than $10.4 million through the Federal Victims and Crimes Act to help out local and state agencies.
A new year means new beginnings, and there's no better place to start 2026 than Midwest Kia. And nothing says new beginnings better than an all-new Kia Telluride redesign that's sure to bring new energy to the brand. Have a trade? This month, get $1,000 trade assistance on every new vehicle in stock to help close the chapter on your old ride. Looking for peace of mind in the new year? Remember, Midwest Kia is the only dealership in Wichita where you can get a certified pre-owned Kia. That's 10 years or 100,000 miles of coverage to keep you running in 2026. Plus, kick off the year with huge value during our New Beginnings sales event. Don't miss year-end pricing on more than 100 remaining 2025 models with thousands off MSRP and special financing available through Kia Finance America. And don't forget, every new Kia K4 and K5 sedan comes with 2 years of maintenance on us.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranties, limited powertrain warranty, special APR with approved financing through Kia Finance. Must trade 2018 or newer with less than 100,000 miles on odometer to qualify for trade assistance discount. See dealer for details.
The Cloud County Sheriff's Office say they are battling some issues at the beginning of the new year for 2026, saying that they are temporarily closing one of their jails after several staff resignations. KSN News reports the announcement came on a social media post last week during the holiday weekend, as Sheriff Ken Davis said the turnover has left Cloud County law enforcement centers unable to operate during that time, saying that at least three employees have quit recently, with possibly a fourth one on the way. As the 85-person facility, legally it requires 12 employees to safely run four shifts at the jail, and right now the facility is operating with only eight. In the statement on social media, he says, quote, "When four walk away over a weekend, that leaves us threadbare and not able to safely operate." He goes on to say that there's much more to the staffing story, but the primary factor driving turnover is simple, which is pay. While we attract many good people, the wage is not competitive enough to retain them. Individuals can earn similar pay elsewhere in the community without the stress, risk, and demands that come with working in a correctional facility.
Duzin Enterprises has been laying floors all over our area since 1962. That's miles and miles of carpet, laminate, tile, hardwood, and vinyl. And they are so good at it that their schedule is filling up fast. So while good things come to those who wait, if you have a remodel or a new construction project in your near future, you should probably get on their schedule today. So call 785-325-2379. That's 785-325-2379. Duzin Enterprises in Washington. Why would you go anywhere else? Financing available.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. With the upcoming Nebraska state legislative session, they say one of the biggest issues that will be faced in the state will be the budget shortfall and budget crises, as they say that it will be a cultural war clash for the 2026 session that may get pretty intense.
We're going to have to come together really, really quickly to figure out how to address this structural budget deficit caused by the governor's policy decisions and reckless fiscal spending and irresponsibility. There is a very cynical effort by some of my colleagues in the legislature in the midst of an affordability crisis to cap and to undercut and to restrain minimum wage policy in Nebraska.
That audio from KSNB Local Channel 4, where the legislative session officially kicked off yesterday with senators gathering at the Capitol to begin addressing the issue, where they say they have only 60 days to find a resolution. Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Bad driving habits are hard to break, but good driving habits are easy to form. especially when they can lead to a discount on your auto insurance. With Farm Bureau Financial Services, the safer you drive, the more you save. Drivers like you are saving an average of $321 per vehicle. So, buckle up, learn more, and find an agent at fbfs.com/save. Individual savings results may vary. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Kansas State University Ag Economics will host an Ag Profitability Conference in Mankato Tuesday, January 23rd. The current farm landscape will be discussed, including international trade and tariff impacts, budgeting for crop profitability, ag policy, farm transition considerations, and more. Advance registration requested. More information online at agmanager.info/profitability or contact your local county extension office. The conference, January 23rd, runs 8:30 till 2:30 at the Mankato Community Center. River Valley District is offering a four-week series for those with type 2 diabetes, prediabetes, and their support persons and others managing this chronic condition. This will be held in Concordia for consecutive Thursday afternoons, January 15th through February 5th, from 2 until 4 p.m., and will be held at the NCK Medical Center in Concordia. Please register in advance. For information or pre-registration, contact Caitlin Moore, Nutrition, Food Safety, and Health Agent at 785-243-8185. Marshall County Historical Society will host a coffee and conversation open to the public Friday at 1 o'clock at the Historic Courthouse in Marysville. Topic will be out with the old and in with the new. Participants are welcome to bring an item and share its story. For additional information, contact the Historic Society office, the Old Courthouse. Marshall County Arts Cooperative will open an exhibit of work featuring Valley Heights graduate Alex Laughlin this month at the Arts Center in Marysville. An artist reception is planned Friday evening, 6 until 7:30, and the display will remain open during Heart Center hours this month. For more information, go online to marshallcountyarts.org. Michael J. Mike Payshaw, age 88, of Marysville, passed away Monday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30, with a rosary at 10 from St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial in the Pachinko Cemetery, south of Bremen. Visitation Thursday, 4 until 8 p.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Mike Payshaw. Ralph N. Wink, age 78, of Marysville, passed away Thursday. Celebration of life service Friday, 4 until 7 p.m. at the Marysville American Legion, with Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Ralph Wink. Services for Sharon L. C. Matter, age 77, of Frankfurt, who passed away December 19th, are planned Saturday, January 10th, 10:30, from Annunciation Catholic Church in Frankfurt. Burial in the Mount Calvary Cemetery. Rosary Friday evening at 7 at the church, with a visitation Friday, 1 until 5. At the E. Patton Funeral Chapel of Frankfurt, in charge of arrangements for Sharon C. Matter. Gladys Elaine Shaley, age 96, of Marysville, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Monday, 11 a.m., from St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Sunday, 4 until 7, with a rosary at 7 at the church. Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Elaine Shaley. Robert J. Bob Stahlbaumer, age 78, of Frankfurt, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Tuesday, 11 a.m., from Annunciation Catholic Church, Frankfurt. Burial in the Mount Calvary Cemetery. Rosary Monday evening at 7 at the church, with a visitation Monday 1 until 5 at the Patton Funeral Chapel of Frankfurt, in charge of arrangements for Bob Stahlbaumer. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, Swiss steak, baby bakers, zucchini and tomato, and fruited jello. Tomorrow, fried chicken, mashed potatoes, coleslaw, and applesauce. KNDY News Time, 7:13.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Rain showers are likely today, mostly cloudy with our highs in the lower to upper 40s. Northwest winds 10 to 20 and gusting as high as 25. Some rain showers are likely overnight tonight, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Staying partly sunny throughout Friday with our highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Some snow showers are possible on a Friday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. Some snow showers are possible early on Saturday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. And mostly mostly clear skies throughout Saturday night with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. Sunshine throughout Sunday with our highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s, then staying mostly clear throughout Sunday night with our lows in the mid-20s and lower 30s. Mostly sunny skies throughout Monday with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s, then staying mostly clear throughout Monday night with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. Partly sunny skies throughout Tuesday with our highs in the lower to mid-50s, and staying mostly cloudy over Tuesday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s, and sunshine throughout Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early January 44, record high on this date 64, the average low 22, and the record low 13 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:37, sunset this evening at 5:03. 41 degrees with a cloudy overcast and showers moving into the western reach of our listening area. Activity pushing up from the south, covers all of Washington up into Jefferson, southwest Gage counties. Will likely move across the Marysville area here within the next hour and likely continue off and on throughout the day today. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 8th of January. The NDY News Time is 7:15.
Come home with independence you deserve. The Hanover Housing Authority is a place for you. Comfortable, affording housing in one- or two-bedroom apartments close to schools and businesses around Hanover. Apartments are income-based and applicants must pass the approval process. Live the style of life you prefer, all while staying connected to the community. Offering housing solutions to Hanover and beyond. Contact the Hanover Housing Authority today and live independently together.
Tune for the Coach's Corner on KNDY each evening following sports at around 5:20 with Monday's Spotlight, Southern and Diller Odell, Tuesday, Centralia and Axtell, Wednesday, Lynn and Hanover, Thursday, Frankfort and Valley Heights, and Friday's Washington County and Marysville. Tune in for the Coach's Corner, plus live coverage of Marysville home and away games on AM 1570, FM 94.1, and area games live on FM 95.5.
Certainly in the spotlight this week. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. Atlanta hosting a college football semifinal tomorrow. It's one of seven NFL coaching vacancies. And last night, Atlanta trades four-time All-Star Trey Young. He goes from the Hawks to the Wizards in exchange for C.J. McCollum and Corey Kispert.
This trade now sets up the Hawks with additional financial flexibility to go out and swing for a high-priced, big-salary player, potentially, namely, Dallas Mavericks star Anthony Davis.
ESPN insider Shams Charania. Last night, both teams in action. Wizards, a 21-point loss to Philly. Hawks beat the Pelicans 117-100, ninth straight loss for New Orleans. Thunder beat the Jazz in overtime. SGA with 46, including a buzzer-beating shot at the end of regulation to send the game to overtime. Paolo Banchero, a game-winning three at the buzzer in overtime. Magic beat the Nets. Raptors beat the Hornets on a buzzer-beater from Emmanuel Quickly. Rockets have a tip-in at the buzzer waved off. Blazers win by one. Lakers get 38 from Luka Doncic. They fall to the Spurs 107-91. Warriors get 31 from Steph Curry. They beat Milwaukee 120-113. Knicks top the Clippers to snap a four-game skid. Nuggets use a 14-0 run in the fourth quarter. They beat the Celtics. College, there are six remaining unbeaten teams in D1. Top-ranked Arizona, one of them, 101-76 win over K-State last night. Also still unbeaten, Michigan, Nebraska, Miami of Ohio, Vanderbilt, which beat Alabama last night, 96-90, and Iowa State, a 10-point win over Baylor to go to 15-0. On the ice, Chicago 7-3 over the Blues. Blackhawks with seven different players scoring. Stars a 4-1 win over the Capitals. Alex Ovechkin with Washington's lone goal in the loss. 5 days of football playoffs start today. College football semifinals today and tomorrow. Then three straight days of playoff action for the NFL.
Mid-season refreshes are hitting Macy's stores. And even better, Macy's one-day sale starts tomorrow. Don't miss deals like men's Madden Chelsea boots for only $39.99. And with Star Money bonus days, Star Rewards members earn Star Money faster. So sign up for free in-store and start earning $10 in Star Money for every qualifying $100 you spend. It's that easy. See you at Macy's one-day sale tomorrow. Savings off select prices. Exclusions apply.
Meet Morgan Jones. Morgan is about to step into a world unknown to most, thanks to Progressive's Renters Insurance, a place of fresh linens and turndown service. You see, Morgan temporarily vacated her apartment and has gone to a hotel because a pipe burst in her apartment, a pipe that made her sense of reality and apartment ceiling all come crashing down. Luckily, Morgan checked into Progressive's Protection Zone. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers.
Friday Night Basketball, Marysville at Clay Center, plus Hanover hosting Onega, live on air, online, and on our mobile apps from KNDY.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now, the Dow Jones on Wednesday pulled way back from the record it set earlier in the week, giving up 466 points yesterday to close back below 49,000. The S&P lost 0.3%, but the NASDAQ composite rose slightly on the strength of tech stocks. Among the tech giants, Samsung expects its operating profit to have tripled in the final 3 months of last year to nearly $14 billion. Industry watchers cite surging demand for Samsung's AI-related semiconductors. Job hunters are finding fewer options. New federal numbers show openings in November fell to a 14-month low. But at the same time, the pace of layoffs has also slowed, solidifying what economists are calling a no-hire, no-fire situation. Consumers are getting a break on their grocery bills. The National Milk Producers Federation tells USA Today that oversupply and weakening demand are pushing down the price of dairy products. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Need a car for an out-of-town trip or just while yours gets fixed? Conover Auto Sales in Marysville has awesome rental options, clean rides, great prices, and super friendly service. Whether it's a quick errand or a weekend getaway, they've got your wheels ready. Rentals available at Conover Auto Sales in Marysville.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. Good Thursday morning to you all. Markets opening up for the fourth day of the trading week here in just a little bit. Let's take a look at some of the closing numbers from yesterday's trade day. And overall, it was a mostly green day. For the grains market, they kicked off the day mostly higher across the board, and they stayed mostly higher throughout the entire day. And the last of those red numbers went away at the very end of the trade day. For the seeds market, a similar story as they finished up mixed to mostly higher across the board with just that little bit of red hanging around. And for the livestock, both the cattle and the hogs kicked the day off yesterday in the red, and they stayed in the red. Solid gains for the grains and the seeds, but the livestock lagged yesterday. So we'll see how all of these numbers continue on throughout the trade day today. In the corn market, March corn up 2¾ at 4.46¾. May also up 2¾ at 4.54 even. Kansas City wheat for March up a dime at 5.31½. May also up a dime at 5.43¼. In the oats market, March oats up 0.75¢ at 3.08¾. May up a 0.25¢ at 3.16¼. In the bean market, March beans up 10¾ at 10.67 even. May also up 10¾ at 10.78¾. Soybean meal for March up 5.90 at 305.40. May up 5.60 at 309.40. Soybean oil for March down 9¢ at 49.31. May down 11¢ at 49.84. In the canola market, March canola up 6.10 at 6.20 even. May also up 6.10 at 6.30 even. In the cotton market, March cotton in the red down 21¢ at 64.85. May down 16¢ at 66.27. And in the energies, crude oil for February down 92¢ at 56.21. March down 84¢ at 56.10. Unleaded gas for February slightly in the red down to $1.69. March slightly in the red as well at $1.72. Heating oil for February down 2¢ at 206. And natural gas for February up 18¢ at 353. Market information.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Kansas 4-H puts on many different events to help the youth grow and have new experiences. The Citizenship in Action event is one of those events that focuses on youth learning more about what happens in the Capitol. Kansas 4-H Program Coordinator Donna Ratliff previews what takes place.
So Citizenship in Action is one of our top leadership and citizenship events that we put on for our, it's usually upper middle school and high school aged youth. And so Citizenship in Action is where we have youth come into Topeka for just a day and a half or about 2 days there. It's February 15th and 16th, and they will come together. We have them deliberate on a bill, and then they have time that night to dine with their legislators if they've asked them to come. And then we actually are one of very few, if any, other groups that are allowed to have the floor at the Kansas Capitol. And each, the House and the Senate floors are open for us to go in. We have people who are assigned to be the Speaker of the House, Leader of the Senate. And so they go in and all the youth have time and an option to go through and actually deliberate a bill. They get to stand on the floor, ask questions, pose ideas. And then at the end of that night, they vote vote on that bill. And the next morning, we let them know if that bill would have passed or if they have defeated a bill. And so they have that whole experience to show them the whole side of it.
She discusses how people can get registered.
So our registration is just open now, and we have that link on our Kansas 4-H website. If you look under educational activities, find Citizenship in Action, and you can find the link right there. You can also contact your local extension unit. They will have the link so they can get you there if you can't find it.
Ratliff notes the cost of attending CIA.
So it is $225 per attendee. This gets them sleeping room. This gets them their meals. So it does cover a lot of things, but we need lots of space for our meetings and things like that.
That was Kansas 4-H Program Coordinator Donna Ratliff with what Kansas 4-H can learn if they choose to attend Citizenship in Action. Learn more and get registered at www.kansas4-h.org. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
First sale of a new year at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. It's a doozy. 3,700 head of early consignments. Sale begins promptly at 10 a.m. Early consignments include 15 black heifers, 7 to 750, 13 black steers and heifers weighing 300 to 400 pounds, 15 black crossbred steers and heifers 350 to 4, 35 crossbred steers and heifers weighing 4 to 5, 26 mostly black steers and heifers 4 to 6, 52 black steers and heifers 4.5 to 7, 30 weighing 5 to 6, another lot of 25, and a lot of 18 at 5 to 6, 6 black steers and heifers 5 to 6 and a quarter, 40 black steers weighing in at 5 to 7, 30 black steers and heifers 5 to 7, 35 black and red steers and heifers 5 to 7, 51 black steers and heifers 5 to 750, 56 black steers 5 to 750, 100 black steers and heifers weigh 5 to 750, 131 black and red steers and heifers weighing 5 to 850, 35 black steers and heifers 5.5 to 650, 10 weighing in 575 to 600 pounds, 9 black steers at 600 pounds, 16 black steers and heifers weighing 600 pounds, 10 black steers 6 to 650, 65 black steers and heifers 6 to 7, another lot of 22 in that range, 55 black steers and heifers 6 to 750, 9 black baldy steers and heifers weighing 6 to 650, 45 black steers and heifers 6 to 750, 25 black and red steers and heifers weigh 6 to 750, 70 black steers and heifers 6 to 8, 10 weighing 6 to 8, 18 Charlie cross steers and heifers 6 to 8, 15 black steers and heifers 6 to 850, 590 black steers and heifers 600, 900 pounds, 330 black steers and heifers 6 to 9, 45 crossbred heifers 650 to 7, another 55 in the same range, 12 black and white face steers and heifers 650 to 750, 21 black and red steers 6.5 to 750, 90 black heifers 750 to 8, 45 black steers and heifers 650 to 8, 54 black steers weigh 650 to 9, 10 black steers and heifers 7 to 7 and a quarter, 85 black brockle steers weighing 7 to 9, 75 black steers and heifers 7 to 9, another lot of 50 in the same range, 150 black steers and heifers 750 to 950, 10 red steers at 800 pounds, 35 red Angus steers 8 to 8 and a quarter, 15 black steers 8 to 8 and a quarter, 80 crossbred steers and heifers weighing 8 to 850, 14 black steers and heifers weighing 8 to 9, 70 black crossbred steers 8 to 9, 85 red Angus steers 8 to 950, 75 black Charley steers and heifers 8 to 950, 80 black steers and heifers 8.5 to 1,000 pounds, 60 black steers 9 to 9 and a quarter, another 25 in that range, with 60 black steers 9 to 950, 120 black and red steers weighing 9 to 950, 60 black steers 9 to 950, 57 crossbred heifers 950 to 1,000 pounds, and one black steer weighs in at 1,300 pounds. 3,692 head at early consignments if you weren't counting. Sale time 10 a.m. today at Marysville Livestock Corporation. 729 from KNDY, 41 degrees, with showers moving in, pushing in the south-southwest. Activity to our western portion of our listening area. Just moving across Marysville. Will likely continue on and off throughout the day today.
What is the science behind weather lore? We put one time-tested proverb to the test on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, January 8th, the eighth day of the year. Singers Elvis Presley and David Bowie were both born on this day, and LBJ declared a war on poverty in 1964. Have you heard this piece of weather lore? No weather's ill if the wind be still. It's an old-time proverb that turns out to have a lot of basis in science. Wind tends to be stronger near frontal boundaries, and that's also where the weather is the stormiest. If the wind is still, you're likely to be near the center of high pressure, where precipitation is least likely to occur. It's a less reliable adage once the weather warms, when convection can produce sudden showers or thunderstorms. For midwinter, though, it's a solid bit of folk wisdom. No weather's ill if the wind be still. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more online at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas State Wildcats are back in action after the holidays and back into conference play now, where they ended up falling for their first conference game against number one Arizona, where they fell 101-76 last night, putting the Kansas State Wildcats at a 9-6 overall record. The K-State Wildcats trailed the Arizona Wildcats into the end of the first half with a 51-36 deficit and only putting another 40 points on the board in the second half. P.J. Hagerty was the big scorer for the night, having 19 points on the board with 32 minutes of play, two rebounds and 7 assists. Nate Johnson had 15 points with 30 minutes of play. Doran Buka had 12 points. Kansas State ended up going 26-77 for field goal attempts. Kansas State is back at it on Saturday, where they take on Arizona State. Now, that one coming up on Saturday at 2 p.m. on the road before a Wednesday game next week, taking on number 25 with the UCF Knights. The Jayhawks are also back on Saturday with an 11 a.m. tip-off on the road against the West Virginia Mountaineers.
Tune for the Coach's Corner on KNDY each evening following sports at around 5:20, with Monday Spotlight, Southern and Diller Odell, Tuesday Centralia and Axtell, Wednesday Lynn and Hanover, Thursday Frankfort and Valley Heights, and Friday's Washington County and Marysville. Tune in for the Coach's Corner, plus live coverage of Marysville home and away games on AM 1570, FM 94.1, and area games live on FM 95.5.
Twin Valley League athletes are firing on all cylinders once again. And with so many great teams in the TVL, one thing is for sure, you don't want to miss a second. The best way to keep up to date with everything in the TVL is the TVL Sports Spotlight. Hey, it's Jeff Wirtz, proud host of the Spotlight. Head over to TVLSpotlight.com for the latest news, scores, and stories from one of the best leagues in the state of Kansas. That's the TVL Spotlight, brought to you by KNDY Radio.
Friday night basketball, Marysville at Clay Center, plus Hanover hosting Onega, live on air, online, and on our mobile apps from KNDY.
KNDY.